Now, people ask me questions about time, seasons. What is that all about? What I'm about to tell you might be a bit too deep for you, but I want you to think about it. A lot of people, before we even get into time, we gotta understand something that people fear a lot. There is a comparison of life and death. Now, let me ask you this. People come in and say, Joe, what's the experience of death? They say, Joe, I'm scared of death. I'm scared of dying. And I ask you and I say, if you are scared of dying, it is because your imagination has taken you to a place you've never been before. Now, the experience of death is the same experience of birth. If you can't remember the experience of birth, what makes the experience of death any worse? Matter of fact, time was given in a very interesting manner. It was broken down into seconds. Let's go down. And from seconds we go to minutes, from minutes we go to hour, from hour we go to days, weeks, months, year, and then we so on and so forth into centuries, into decades. Why was that done? I want to tell you something very extraordinary about time. It is that we live in a period. Time is known as a period. It is a section of eternity that got chopped off eternity and brought into a fragment of a stamp of time. And it was broken down into small bits. And this, the process and the reason it was broken down into small bits is to allow humans to overcome condemnation. To overcome self-doubt. To overcome a lack. Now let me tell you this. If you were placed into time, and if time was not taken into a big bunch of eternity and placed into a small bit, then what would have happened was, if you did something wrong, that would remain forever and eternal. And that would torment the mind, and the mind would never be able to function the way it's supposed to do. So time got broken down to allow humans to have a next step. But time in itself does not contain a next. It is a lineage of eternity. Matter of fact, I want to tell people something very interesting. People say, well, Joe, when I die, I said, look, you know that when a man dies, his physical heart is not what stops. A man has a spirit, and when that spirit leaves the body, only then does a man truly die. It is not the physical heart. Because the physical heart doesn't control anything. The physical heart and the mental mind, these are just tools that are instructed by a greater and higher power. Now, what is the spirit? The spirit is energy. I remember when I was learning some physics, it said some stuff about it. It said, look, energy cannot be destroyed. Can only be transferred. And this science has come down to this final statement that energy cannot be destroyed, but it can only be transferred. And it's the same thing as God. He can't be destroyed. He can only be transferred.